Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. Police are investigating an armed robbery at a popular Toowoomba pub. Just after 3:30 a.m. on Sunday, a staff member at the Newtown pub was held up by a man before he threatened her with a long knife and demanded cash. She complied and the man left the scene in a waiting vehicle, an alleged stolen silver Subaru station wagon. The man is described as 185 centimetres tall with a slim build. He was wearing dark track pants and a hoodie with his face obscured. Police are appealing for any witnesses or anyone with vision of the incident or the vehicle to please come forward. The member for Toowoomba South and Shadow Treasurer says stability and supply are the two keys to fixing the housing crisis gripping the state. It's in response to the Premier saying her government is looking seriously at a cap on the cost of rent ahead of next week's second housing roundtable. David Janetsky says we can't have more thought bubble ideas that might discourage investors.
The best way we can increase supply is through stable taxation and regulatory environments. We know that increasing supply is what is needed, and that will protect renters and those that are most vulnerable.
Meanwhile, wide centre lines and overtaking lanes could soon be on the cards for a section of the New England Highway. Residents have long held safety concerns about the section between Hodgson Creek and the southern side of Cambuya Connection Road, with the Department of Transport and Main Roads now exploring future requirements to enhance safety. If you'd like to provide feedback on the project, you can visit the Darling Downs Project website or call the local office on 4639 0777. Finally, the Deputy Premier, Stephen Miles, says Queensland's new youth justice laws will go to Governor in Council to be formalised tomorrow.
So that will need to happen before the powers are effectively in the hands of police and the courts. Of course, a lot of what we announced didn't relate to the bill and the Act, so that can be implemented now. That's the extension of programs.